Rise up, O men of God. It is time to rise up. No more sitting on the sidelines. Amen. You are part of my team. Take up your swords. Go forth, the battle is almost done. You are my preparers, my path makers, my path clearers. Stand together, unite. Be in one accord. Go in unison, not one greater than the other, but for one purpose, to unify the body and glorify me. Activate my spirit within. Not just words, but actions will be important. There is much work to be done in the spirit, but I trust you to fulfill the task at hand. Get ready for divine encounters. They will come one after another, after another. You are ready, you are capable, you are equipped. You are part of my heavenly team. This day, I declare it is done.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
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 Hallelujah.
Now try it. Hashikiata. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we're on.
Hello.
Whew. Well, Peggy, you know the homework that needs to be done, right? I can confirm one thing because it kept going through my head. You know the little kid's song? It takes one to know one, it takes one to know one. And when you were declaring, that was what was coming into me, and I wanted to shout it out and I couldn't, but it was because she had to speak. So there is knowledge about takes one to know one. Go for it now. Mary Jo?
All right, I had a vision.
Yeah.
Of an...
Oh. Sorry.
Of an airplane and a helicopter flying. They then formed a circle, and then, I don't know how they did it, but they just stopped in midair.
Yeah.
And I started, now that I've got this, I realized this started last night as a dream, and I tossed and turned for a very long time, and I never, the dream never finished, but this is the conclusion now.
Okay.
Get it all.
Yeah.
From the earth, this funnel type, it almost looked like a cyclone, but it was in the form of a, it was like stainless steel. It wasn't wind and it wasn't rain and stuff. It was like stainless steel funnel that came up from the earth and went, now I know, it went up to both this plane and this helicopter. And one by one, the people that were in this plane and helicopter, which I sensed was us, swirled down this funnel into the ground. And that's all that I saw. But the funnel that they were going down was very shiny, and it looked just like stainless steel. I get none of it, but that's what I saw.
Okay.
And then I got this word.
Okay.
I don't think it has anything to do with the airplane.
Okay.
I am the potter and you are my clay. My clay. I have the perfect plan, my plan for you. Allow me, your creator, to perform this plan. Rest knowing that all that I do in you, through you, and for you is for your best and for my perfect purpose for you. Your destiny is in my hands. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
Where you go and what you do is my blueprint. Fear not, for I have you right where I want you, and the best is yet to come. Amen. Rest in me and know that I have everything under control. Rest, listen, obey, and then rejoice.
Amen.
And then rejoice. Cool.
I did have a vision right at the beginning of our listening time. Aren't you glad you asked us to listen? The door flew open, and it was a white wind, I believe it was the Holy Spirit, come in. The wind, yeah. Anyways, it came in. It sort of rushed in, and kind of, I don't know if it scooped us up or what it did, but it just enveloped all of us, and it seemed that we were just caught up into it. And I thought we were going to take flight, but I didn't see that happen.
Okay.
I just saw us get all caught up.
All caught up. Good. That's a word of knowledge.
Not.
Okay, Devorah.
The only things that I can remember is when we were praying for Ian alone, I saw this black, hairy, like, type of little monster attached to her heart, sucking her dry. And of course I had to unscrew it to get it off her heart. I couldn't just pull it off. It literally, I had to unscrew it quite a few times before I could detach it and then pray for healing. And when we were putting the veil across you, I could see you as a bride. When we were praying for John, the Lord just had me rocking him like his little baby boy. For Gail and Susan, when me and Mary changed positions, we turned at one point and kind of squeezed them together, the word I heard was nutcracker, that they were being squeezed.
Okay, we can take this.
They were being squeezed like nuts to crack them open. And then it went from being a nutcracker to being, they were being squeezed like a lemon or lime to squeeze the juice out. Because now that they were cracked open,
yeah,
now the Lord can continue to squeeze them, to squeeze what he needs to squeeze out of them.
Good.
And he was connecting them and bonding them together as sisters.
Cool.
And there's other things, I just can't remember them right now.
Okay.
Would it be okay, there is something I want to say, and I just need a little help. Would it be okay if everybody just prayed in
tongues? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead.
As Devorah was, I'm going to say, travailing.
Yeah.
I was sitting, and I began to hear God's voice speaking within me, and it was for the whole body, and he was saying I know what you're saying, I know how you're feeling, I am not doing this to hurt you. I am not doing this to destroy you. I am not putting you through any of these situations or circumstances to try and put your lights out. I know you have no idea what's up or down, and that's exactly the way I want it to be. Because when you have all the information and the knowledge, I really can't work. He was saying, he wants each situation, each one going through a tough situation, he wants to raise each of those up as a testimony. He knows he's wanting us to trust more in him, lean not to our own understanding, but to acknowledge him, to keep our eyes focused on him. Heard the word lock set, and first thing that came in was it a pilot flying, and there's something on the dashboard that's a lock set. It just sets on the target, and that's it. So lock set, focus on him.
Okay, thank you. Gail?
When Peggy was praying over your feet, I saw a cage, and either something or someone was set free from the cage. The cage was wooden.
Okay.
When Deborah and Mary were praying with Susan and I, and we each put our hands on the hearts, on Susan's heart, I saw a door, and that door is ready to be opened, and Susan needs to open it.
Cool.
And I don't know if there's any connection, but when at the end, when they were all praying up in front with you and Ron, I was in Capernaum, and I was walking the street of Capernaum. I was by myself, and I was just walking the street of Capernaum. And I asked the Lord, what? And all I heard was ministry.
Ministry.
That's what all I heard. I can get another word, just ministry.
That's enough.
So when you had me up here and I was soaring like an eagle.
Yes.
I saw a cityscape. I'm not sure what city, but that's what I saw. And then I also heard Psalm 97. Which says, the Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles and coastlands be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him, as at Sinai. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries round about. His lightnings illuminate the world. The earth sees and trembles. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. Let all those be put to shame who serve graven images, who boast in idols. Fall prostrate before him, all you gods, all you gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced in relief because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, Lord, are high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. O you who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the lives of his saints, the children of God. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the uncompromisingly righteous and strewn among their pathway, and joy for the upright in heart. The irrepressible joy which comes from consciousness of his favor and protection. Rejoice in the Lord, you consistently righteous, upright, and in right standing with God, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Thank you.
And then one more thing. I went and told Evelyn, but I heard the word supporting structure, and I said the Lord wanted her to be aware that there is a supporting structure of saints holding her.
Yeah, but now she's going to go back to Canada spoiled. John?
When you said to Peggy, now you know you have to do homework, I didn't hear the full work, I don't think. What I heard was worship.
Okay.
And I remember that the word work and worship share the same root word.
Okay. I just want you to close your eyes, put your hand over your heart, say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
You're not done.
You're not done.
This is halfway through the feast,
of Passover.
And we want more.
And we want more.
We're not satisfied yet.
We want
a double anointing.
As
we go home tonight,
keep revealing.
Keep opening us up.
Keep opening us up.
Pry us open.
Pry us open.
Do whatever needs to be done.
Do whatever needs to be done.
So that your plan,
so that your plan
and yours alone,
and yours alone
will manifest in days to come.
In days to come.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it. That's it.